Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Good evening once again to all my listeners out there in Blog Talk Radio land. It is April 17th, 2021, and it is another Saturday Spotlight episode with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L. And again, as always, welcome to a new and exciting episode of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight. And I miss Tansy always saying good night. Oh, but Tansy, if you listen, I miss you seeing you on a daily basis at work. But tonight we talk about, and I don't have an author on, but we talk about part two of what I left off with last week. It's entitled The Love You Never Had. Tonight we're going to focus on that subject, and pertaining to that subject, what I mean is that you're talking to somebody, or you were talking to somebody, and things did not quite go the way that they were supposed to go, and you were feeling this person, and you were really feeling them, And again, I say you were really feeling them. So how do you handle if you're in a situation where you're feeling someone and they're not reciprocating the same thing, but you kind of still holding on? How do you handle either letting the situation go or telling the person about it, or what do you do? You know, so let's talk about that tonight. So that is the subject at hand tonight. We will talk about and focus on this show. But as always, the kickoff of the week. So as most of you all know, and again, I say thank you all. It seems like, a death in my family has been happening rather so often. I even had my boss say when I was giving my bereavement days, didn't you just have a death in the family? And I'm like, I know you're not trying to be funny, but yeah, funny as it may seem, and it's not, but yeah. So I just want to say thank you guys for the condolences and well wishes for my grandfather's passing. My grandmother has called my grandfather to be with her, and he is at peace. They both are at peace. And I am at peace knowing that they are at peace. And I thank the Lord for giving my grandfather 92 years. He was 92, or would have been 92 this year. So I thank the Lord for my grandfather, Curly Rochelle Sr., and the 92 years on this earth that he had, and the legacy that will live on through me and my cousins, as well as my other aunts and uncles and my dad, but the next generation, which is me and my cousins, that will live on through my grandfather's legacy. So I just want to say again, thanks to you guys for the love, the texts, the calls. I never get tired of it. Thank you so much for showing a concern, because it could be my time right now, which it was, and it could be your time later, and I was in the same love too. So I just thank you all for just keeping my head lifted. It's been a bit much, but I have gotten through it. So I say thank you. Also, first unit of books have went out. If you ordered a copy of All Marvin's Children for me, I sent those orders out in two units. The first unit has went out. So everybody that has received a copy was in the first unit of books that were mailed out. If you have not received your book yet, you are a part of that second unit. And due to unfortunate circumstances with the shipping of Amazon in a large order, second unit people, if you're listening, anybody you know, hasn't got a book yet, you're part of Second Unit. Second Unit people that are listening, you should get your book roughly around the second to the third week of May. I'm waiting on your shipments to come in, and as soon as it comes in, I'm going to start signing those books personally and mailing them out. And because you waited so patiently to receive your book, being a part of the Second Unit, you are going to receive a complimentary bookmark from me. I just ordered bookmarks for upcoming events, and I ordered enough that I can give out everybody that's a part of the Second Unit a bookmark. So if you have not received your book from me, be looking in the mail. You are going to receive your book, but also a complimentary bookmark will be in that as well. So get ready for that. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this book, and I want you guys to start. If you're reading this book and you finish it, please, please, please go to Amazon. I and my author brothers and sisters cannot stress this enough. Please go and leave us a review. Whenever you finish an author's book, please go and leave them a review on Amazon. Reviews are like getting a gift back from you. We've given you a gift, and you bought a book, you know, showed your support. So that's our support back from you. Please, please go and leave a review. I have no reviews so far yet for All Marvin's Children, but please, if you've read any of my books and have not left a review on Amazon, go and do so. If you love my books and you have not left a review on Amazon, go and do so. Reviews are like gifts to authors, so please, please, if you're finishing up All Marvin's Children, go on Amazon and leave a review. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes. Don't talk about the book in its entirety. Just talk about what you liked about the book, but don't tell the story of the book, please. I had one girl to do that one time, and I'm like, you know, this is a review section, not to tell a book. It's like telling the movie when people ain't seen a movie yet, so when you leaving your reviews, try not to tell a book. Just give what you liked about the book or what you didn't like, and then let's just move it from there and rate it. But please, please, by all means, if you are finishing up All Marvin's Children, or when you do, or any of my books of that nature that you have read and have not, go on Amazon and leave a review. It takes 5 or 10 minutes, if that, and it helps us often. So please, I cannot stress that enough about reviews. Also, with my itinerary that's coming up again, I want to talk about that as well. So you guys know on May 15th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be live on Facebook, and she did a show today. She actually did a show today. She had an author on there, but I will be live on a Facebook podcast with Ms. Charnell Williams on the East Coast. Charnell Williams has her own show, and I will be live on that show on May 15th. At 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have not ever seen my face, you get a chance to see my face now for the very first time. And questions, please, please, by all means, it's a live segment. So leave questions, leave your feedback, say hi, whatever y'all do when y'all live with people. Let's do all of that when y'all see, because I'm going to bring it. You know, whenever I do an interview, whenever I do anything, I got to be a character. Charnell already know. She already know. This show going to be anything but normal. So May 15th, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, be looking out for that show with Charnell Williams. I'll be on that. And coming up the next month, following month, June 12th is the 13th annual Great Midwest Book Fest. You all know about the Great Midwest Book Fest. It is one of the biggest book fests in the Midwest, besides Jessica Watkins and the Chicago Urban Book Expo. Well, we have in Milwaukee every year the Great Midwest Book Fest, and this is the 13th annual Great Midwest Book Fest, and it is hosted by Radia Hubert, Urban Review's own Radia Hubert, the 13th annual Great Midwest Book Fest. And I am proud to say and honored to say I am one of the main authors highlighting and spearheading that event this year. It is me, best-selling author LaJill Hunt, Donna Hill, and Najaline Kay. We will be the frontliners for that event. We are the guest authors for that event. So you don't want to miss that. That will be live via Zoom because of COVID, but you don't want to miss that. And that is going to be, again, June 12th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that will be live on a Zoom. So I will have more information on that to come, but I want to see you guys in there showing your, you know, support and love and well wishes. Again, I am one of the headliners for that, alongside best-selling author LaJill Hunt, Donna Hill, and Najlyn Kay. That's the 13th Annual Great Midwest Book Fest, hosted by Radia Hubert. And also, tentatively in the end of August or September, I will be in Atlanta for a weekend. I'm looking forward to a lot of different things that are coming up. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. The audiobook, you guys have requested that audiobook for It's Going to Rain. It is almost finished, and I'm looking to present that right before my birthday towards the ending of the summer. We are done with that. The girl that narrated is winding it down. She's going over chapter after chapter to make sure she didn't miss anything, that she didn't, you know, cross any T's or dot any I's and then do a tease or whatever you call that. But she's going over that to make sure she did everything correctly so we can present that to you guys. She did an awesome, awesome, awesome job. Awesome job. She pushed her heart into it. Every time I asked her to go back and correct something, even when she felt like giving up, she got back in there and she did it. And I cannot thank her no more than words can be on my words. That's what I'm trying to say. She really did an awesome, fantastic job. And I want to work with her again, possibly on another book, but I want to present this to you guys. It's going to rain. It should be out by the end of the summer before my birthday in November. I'm trying to push that. My words are getting jumbled. I got sidetracked with something. I'm sorry, y'all, looking at something. But, again, she did a marvelous, marvelous job. Marvelous job. And like I said, whenever I asked her to correct something, at first she was hesitant. She wanted to give up. But I gave her a pep talk, and she stepped in foot first. And ever since then, the fire has been under her. Just the whole book itself, she enjoyed reading it, and I enjoyed her narrating those characters for that book. So be looking out for that towards the end of the summer, going into the fall, winter months before the end of 2021. It's Going to Rain will be available on audiobook. I am going back. I keep telling you guys that I am, but I am going back to, you guys are requesting that from me. The characters on that book are requesting that from me. Please give me a chance to get to digesting All Marvin's Children. I just presented that. So I know I told you guys back to back, but any author can attest to this. When we get books out back to back, we want to try to digest the book we got already first. So please let All Marvin's Children do a little shining before we get to Friday After Dark 2. I know you guys are anticipating that, and I'm trying to get it out as fast as I can. But again, I want to digest and take in All Marvin's Children first. So I'm going to get to that, needless to say, Friday After Dark 2. It's coming. And then also my self-help book, I'm going to try to get that done as well, too. It's only going to be about 30 or 40 pages, but I'm going to get that done as well, too. So all in all, you all, I have a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of things coming up. You know, I take my break with the Saturday Spotlight around June. So I'm going to take a little break and come back about September. Anybody that knows any authors, anybody that's listening, my author brothers and sisters that have any up-and-coming authors, or even if you want to be a part of the show again, please contact me in DM. I don't have any authors coming up. I have, I think, one show maybe coming next month, but that's about it. And, you know, I'm taking my break. But for the upcoming September into the end of the year, I have no shows with any authors. So if anybody is interested, any authors are interested in being on the Saturday Spotlight, please, please, please let me know. Otherwise, I would just be doing one or two shows a month. But I'm trying to get back there and get to work. So if any authors, any new authors, up and coming authors, if you're interested in being on the Saturday Spotlight, please let me know. All right. So as usual, we come to the mid-segue point. But, again, I want to let you know that you are listening to the Saturday Spotlight with your boy Jeffrey Rochelle. We air every Saturday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or if you're on the East Coast, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, again, this is the Saturday Spotlight. But as always, always, this show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza of Gary, Indiana. And they're located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And tonight they're open till 10 p.m. Sunday through Friday they're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can call your order in at 219-951-0695. Pick up your order online or get it delivered through DoorDash by visiting gary.beggarspizza.com. Again, that's the new Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. and they're open tonight till 10 p.m. And their number again is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stoney, located at 8126 South Stoney Island in Chicago, Illinois, home of the famous jerk fries and salmon burger and the Mickey's Classic Burger. You can call in or get delivery, 773-902-2800. They're open till midnight tonight, and that is Mickey's on Stoney. They're located on the southeast side of the city at 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue, and their number again is 773-902-2800, and they are open until midnight tonight. And Raise the Bar, located at 3350 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their hours of operation are and days are Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're closed Sundays and Tuesdays. Their number is 708-566-4088. They have daily specials. You can call ahead to see what it is for that day. Their sweet variety shop is open every day, and they also offer catering events, and they make their own customized cookies and cakes. That's Raise the Bar. They're located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, and their number is 708-566-4088. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn, and they're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. Their hours and days of operation are Saturday and Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Their phone number is 708-825-9105. And again, that's Pop Culture Popcorn, located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. And their days and hours of operation are Saturdays and Sundays, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m., 5 p.m., and they're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And their number, again, is 708-825-9105. Again, as always, we're still reading Midnight. If you're not reading Midnight, then you can go ahead and read All Marvin's Children. But I am still concentrating on Midnight by Sister Soulja. And needless to say, I have not picked it up. Since I put it down, I'll be picking it up, putting it down, picking it up, putting it down. I will say that the book is good. Did I get me wrong? The book is good. It's just drawn out. I don't like a long, drawn-out book. The book is very good, but it's long and drawn out. So I pick it up, put it back down. I pick it up, put it back down. And so that's what I'm still reading. And Health as well. Health as well. You know, I preach that to you guys. If you're not doing at least 45 minutes to an hour of a workout, do 30 minutes a day. Something to keep your heart going, your heart beating, you know, your health up, your blood flowing through your body, because there's so many things and ailments that us, especially as African Americans, have to deal with. So watch what you eat. Please watch what you eat. Please, please, please take care of your body. So if you're not doing 45 to an hour of exercise, do at least 30 minutes. And if you don't have a treadmill in the house or not going to the gym, you can do sit-ups. You can do jumping jacks. You can, you know, do push-ups. Do something to keep your body energized and motivated and active. And watch what you eat. Cut that McDonald's. Cut that Burger King. Cut that. It's okay to have it once a week. You know, you teach once a week. But to have that on a daily basis, it's not good for our bodies. Especially as we're getting older, it's not good as well. And to give my testimony, recently, the reason I state health as well to start this with the show is because I was starting to have those problems due to COVID. And when COVID took over and we couldn't go anywhere, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't work out, all we were doing, some of us, I should say, was eating. And I was one of those people that were eating. And because I worked at a health facility, you know, they had the hero meals where McDonald's gave you this free meal, Burger King gave you this free meal, Taco Bell gave you this free meal as long as you showed your ID. And needless to say, on certain days, I was hitting up all those restaurants within that time frame. And I gained a lot of weight due to that. So when I started not being able to sleep right at night, when it started to affect my body, when it started to affect me looking a certain kind of way as far as my skin getting dark and things of that nature, and I saw the effect of me gaining so much weight and not liking it, I had to do something about it because I did not want to go into a, you know, a stage of diabetes, going into a stage of having other problems, and also possibly even having a heart attack. I'm only 5'6", and I should not be nowhere over 230 because I'm only 5'6", but I was over that. I've been over that, and that's not good. I felt myself being sluggish, like I said. I was not sleeping properly, going to work sleeping, which was not good, staying up all late at night. And you have to take care of your body, because as you're getting older, these ailments and things happen. So please, 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 I'm not telling you what to do, but if you feel like, you know, you're not liking the way you look and your self-esteem is low, you know you need to lose some weight, get in there and do what you got to do. Get in there and do what you got to do, because it's going to take you to make the first step. And I feel like I'm on the right journey and the right track. I'm goaling myself to 40 pounds before I go to Dallas in July. So I hope you guys can keep me motivated that's listening. Just check on me every day or whatever, or every week. Every week, and say, hey, did you knock out your goal for the week? I would appreciate that, because I'm trying to goal myself for 40 pounds by the time I go to Dallas in July. So health is wealth, you guys. Health is wealth. All right. So tonight's show is The Love You Never Had. So a friend of mine recently presented this topic to me and asked me to talk about it on the show. She has been dealing with this guy that she's met, that she's been talking to for maybe 2 or 3 months. And the guy does not live in the same state as her. He's not in the same state as her, but they communicate on an avid basis. So due to the conversation and everything, they've been having a conversation on a daily basis, and she's really, to make a long story short, she's really into this guy, but he does not reciprocate the same type of feelings for her. So at certain times, she wants to pull back and just leave him alone. But there are certain points where she's still feeling him and she wants to give it a try, you know, but she's kind of sort of, I guess you could say, waiting around for him to reciprocate the same attention. Now, when she asked my opinion on this, and I said, do you really want me to tell you what you really want? Do you really want to tell you what you want me to tell you, or what I need to tell you, I should say. And what I told her, what I wanted to tell her was that, you following your heart, you know, in a sense, and if you feel like it's going to go somewhere, keep pursuing it, you know. But at the end of the day, what I need to tell her, which is what I did, don't put your all into it, because you're setting yourself up for failure and hurt. And I told her this because, number one, the guy does not live here. And I'm not saying, listen to me when I say this, I'm not saying that long-distance relationships do not work. It's going to take both parties. And eventually somebody's going to have to move. But I would say if I was in that situation to where I pursue somebody out of state of Illinois in another state, I would have to be dating them for at least a year and a half, where we're both mutually going back and forth, visiting each other when we got the time, a lot of phone communication and things before I make that step to move, or before they make that step to move. And before they make that step to move, I need to have a job in place. I need to have an apartment in place. I need to have the set resources that I have where I am now. So at any point, if you cut up, or even if I may cut up, I can fall back on my own, because that's the one thing that my mother has always taught me, is to stand on your own 2 feet in any situation. So by me being a grown man, if this was something that I was in my opinion, if I was to pursue a long-distance relationship, I would have to date this person for at least a year and a half before I decide to move. And like I said, when I decide to move, I have to have an apartment, a place to stay in place, getting ready to go into a job when I get there, the same bare necessities that I have where I'm at now, so I can be comfortable and not uncomfortable, because I don't want to be staying on nobody's couch, or I don't want to get there and then this person I'm dating is not feeling the same way they're feeling, because, you know, people change. People change on you like they change clothes. So you can't never say, oh, I know this person ain't going to do this. I tell people, never say what a person won't do, or never say what you won't do, because you never know the situation at hand. So being as all that, do I support long-distance relationships? Yes, I support them. But like I said, both parties have to make it work. It can't be just you saying, oh, I'm coming to visit you, or are you coming to visit me? It should be tit for tat, vice versa. Okay, I done came. Now you talking about, okay, blah, blah, I'll be there to see you, blah, 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 and vice versa, blah, blah, blah. But if you feel like you always asking or you got to initiate, then they're not reciprocating the same energy as you. And that's what I was kind of telling my situation too. You know, are they reciprocating the same type of energy? Is he telling you that he's feeling you? You know, is he complimenting you? Little things like that. How often do you talk to him? How often do you communicate with him via phone, via Facebook? They do a lot of video chat. So how often do you communicate with him, video chat? Does he call you when in his spare time or when he frees his time or when he feels like it? All of these things are things you have to examine when you're liking somebody. And like I said, we get, you know, I've been there. You know, you get happy about somebody, you get excited, especially when you haven't been in a relationship for a long time. Me, myself, I have not been in a relationship in 8 years. It'll be nine years. It'll be in August. And I was in a 4.5-year relationship. And those 9 years went by quick. People say, well, dang, that's a no. It went by quick. It really went by quick. And I was in that relationship for 4.5 years. So I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I kind of want from a mate to bring to balance everything out too. And if I don't feel that, or if I'm not, you know, receiving that same energy or whatever the case may be, then I back off of a person. You know, I feel you out. It's not always about the look. It's not always about, you know, what kind of car they drive. You know, at a certain point, you get into the habit of saying, does this person have a job? Person has a car? Does this person like me for me? Is this person okay to have a conversation with, and I'm not walking on eggshells if I say the wrong thing to them? Is this person being completely honest with me about every situation at hand that they need to be and not lying to me and keeping me in the closet about anything? Are they telling their friends about me? Even though that does not really matter. Let me go back and say it again. Are they telling their friends about you? And the reason I say that is because if they really feeling you, their friends don't know about you. If they're not feeling you and you've been talking to them for a long time and their friends don't know about you, you might want to check that on that. But that's something I look at too. You know, do they talk about, you know, okay, after a certain point, my family this and my friends that, blah, blah. All those things count according into being successful in a relationship or building something. And my friend presented this to me again, and she's sort of getting half. And I'm sorry to say it when I do this on, you know, on live radio. She's getting half-assed. The guy calls her. She calls him on a regular basis, but he does not call her sending her. He only calls her, I guess, when he has the time or when he feels like freeing his time. I know she said that he works multiple jobs, but still, I know people that cheat on spouses or have cheated on spouses. Shh, knock on wood, don't tell nobody. But and still make time to cheat on a spouse. So when a person say they too busy, I don't take that for an answer. You're never too busy to make time for a person. People make time for who they want. And then she told me that one time he mentioned that, oh, you know, he just don't understand why he's so single. And I told her, I said, well, what does he think you on the phone with him for? And I said, why would he be comfortable to mention something like that to you? And don't get me wrong, you know, it's conversation, you know, but still, this guy knows that my friend is feeling him. And for him to make the comment, oh, I don't, you know, I'm so lonely, I'm this and that and blah, blah, blah. You lonely, but you got my friend on the phone who really, really likes you. So what is your intentions for her? And I asked her, so turn the tables back to her, have you had a conversation with him to let him know, hey, I'm really kind of feeling you, but I don't know where things are going or how you feel about me? And her response to that was she's afraid to get the answer that she does not want to hear. And that was the icing on the cake for me right there. I said, that's it right there. You're afraid to hear what he's going to tell you. But in due time, you're going to have to figure that out, or you're going to have to hear that from him so you can definitely move on. Because the last thing you want to do is waste your time on somebody that is really not into you. And it hurts, you know, when you think that this person could possibly try to, you know, develop something with you when they got all the attributes in a person that you want. And it hurts if it does not. But time heals all wounds. But I told my friend overall to keep her head and her eyes and ears open. You know, keep her heart guarded at the same time. But if you're wasting your time, move around. Because that's the last thing you need to do. Because first of all, dude is not even in the same state as you. Again, I do support out-of-state relationships, but this is not an out-of-state relationship. You're not in the same state as him. You don't know what he's doing, you know, at night. You don't know who's coming over there. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you will not have to question anything because they're going to show the interest and the consistency. You're not going to have to ask. You're not going to have to beg for attention. And that's the one thing I hate, and that's the one thing that I've done before in the past, to beg somebody for my attention. No, I should have to beg you for that. It should be a privilege and an honor, and you should see that, and you should reciprocate that energy. And if not, hey, I got a bag off you. But I'm going to take a call because I see someone in the queue, and the last four of the number is 5415. So I just want to get your opinion on this if you've been listening or if you're actually going through this. Let's just talk about it. So area code 424-5415, you're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff. How you doing?
It's me, Ashante. I was calling to hear what the advice was.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm trying to hear what people are going to say.
Yeah, you're the only person in the queue. I got people listening to Ashante, but ain't nobody in the queue but you. So you want to kind of talk about it?
I'm trying to get some advice on it, my dang self.
Is it the same as my friends? Like, what's going on?
No, because me and him live in the same state.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, that's different, but it's the rest of the stuff is pretty much the same. Especially when you say people make time for who and what they want to make time for. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, yeah, and that's kind of what I told her because she was telling me that, like I said, he calls or he does a lot of video chatting to her. And they have conversation, and it's general conversation, but he knows my friend likes him, but he's not reciprocating the same energy. So it's like it's kind of confusing to her, and she doesn't really want to come out and ask. But I thought I said, you're going to have that conversation with him because you need to know where you stand. You know, are you wasting your time or are you, you know, pursuing something that could be possibly, you know? So my opinion on it is if you feel like it's going to go somewhere, I can keep at it. But if you feel like it's not, you know, if you just like feel like you're wasting your time, if you're questioning things and it's like, okay, maybe I should have a conversation with this person before stepping back, or you might just want to step back. But I feel like the conversation piece should come forth. Like, you should talk about it first before deciding to step back, because some people sit and tell you that, well, I didn't know you felt like that. Yeah, they get, you know, go ahead.
Well, in my situation, or on any person, any guy I've ever dated, I've always told them there's 24 hours in a day. Somewhere in those 24 hours, you should be able to call me, text me, something. So I told this same rule to my friend, and I told him, I don't care what you're doing, in a 24-hour time period, you should be able to communicate. And let's see, I think the last time I actually talked to him was over a week ago, which is a no-no for me. So I have already fallen back, the way back to where I'm done.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like we work at the same place, so eventually I'm going to see him. But I just don't play that, like, you know, acting like you can't speak. Mm-mm. One day go by, I might let you pass. Over a week? No. Do you. Do you, boo. Because I'm over it, yeah. You know, life is too short. You I saw a quote the other day, and it said, the good thing about fucking with me is you don't have to. You don't have to.
Right.
So if I've given you a rule and I told you what it was, and I don't think that's really a rule. Like, if you're interested, you don't have not one 10-minute break where you could say hello in 24 hours? Nah. So it's a wrap for me. A whole week. I think Thursday made a week that just passed.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm too old. You know what I'm saying? I'm too
old.
I tell people all the time, like, I'm not people, but I be like, y'all, I'm a cool chick, but y'all be, I don't got time. And I forgive, but I'm not going to repeat something that I've already told you about. You know what I'm saying? So this is the second time around with this person. Second time around. Not first.
Mm.
So, okay. Yeah. 10 years ago, and now it rehashed it again this year. Obviously, it's not. Mm. So I was calling to get advice to see what your people was going to tell me. Even though I kind of already know what to do. Even though I kind of know what's going on. My intuition is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So, like you just said about your friend, you think the conversation is needed. I do, too, on my side. But I don't think I'm going to get it. So, it's water under the bridge.
And what a shame that a person can't come and give you that conversation that you should have. And I've experienced that, and I know people that experience it too, and I just don't get it, Ashante. It's like, okay, like with your situation, like the guy hasn't called you. Okay, can you let me know what's going on or something that happened? You know, I just don't understand people that just fall off like that, and then it's just like,
me neither.
Oh, it is what, I wish what I it could, is, and then.
Yep. The thing with me is that I laid out my mental state when I first got back in touch. So it wasn't like it was a, hey, how you doing? Let's chill, whatever. I specifically said, I am not trying to be mentally hurt. Don't do that. If you're trying to talk to me for that and you might end up doing it, don't. Leave me alone. So, no, I'm not trying to do that. I'm the one that's trying to be there for you and not hurt your feelings. And But guess what? I'm going to tell you, if God is my witness, he needs to never talk to me again. That would be in his best interest to never speak to me again. Because if he does, I'm going to snap and I'm going to go off. And then it's not, I'm
going
to air.
You know, yes, and you, but you know, sis, he going to call you.
He has nothing to say to me. I reached out to him on Instagram yesterday. Instagram tells you the last time somebody has been on. I sent a message. Mm-hmm. He saw he was online. It said he was online. He didn't reply to me until today, and his response was very dry. Don't talk. Don't be funny with me. I didn't do whatever you got going on in your life. You should let me know so I can be like, okay, you know what? I'll give you time. But don't just cut me off and think I'm supposed to be here when you get back, because he's in the military,
right?
And I understand he has stuff going on, but guess what? That has nothing to do with me. Don't
to do it.
Don't
no.
dog me out because you got some crap going on in your life. I didn't do it. I'm trying to be the person away from taking you away from that kind of mental state. So it would be in his best interest to never speak to me again. Don't walk up to me at work and give me no hug. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. Because I have nothing to say unless it's going to be something nasty. And I don't mean nasty in a sexual way. So.
Right.
You know. Because I reached out yesterday. I reached out yesterday after over a week. My response was not welcoming. His response was not welcoming. Like, hey, you know, my bad for not missing. Nope. It was like a curt response, and I was just like, my nigga. Right. And this is the bad thing about it. I'm writing, I just finished one book. I'm writing three others, and they all have parts of him.
Ain't that something we're going to put these people in a book? Ain't that something we're going to put these people in a book?
Man, and it's every book that I'm writing has a part of this dude, because we were that cool from January, February, and all of March. He just started tripping a week ago. Right.
Mm.
But I'm still going to write it because it's just character traits. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily his description. It's character traits. But all four of my books got him, bits and pieces of him, and I'm just like, ugh. But oh well.
Oh, right. Well. Right. And I tell folks all the time, sister, two people you don't want to cross is somebody that really
an
got
author.
Your back and an author. And an author. Because we will put your ass in a book.
Write your ass in a book, dog you out, and then kill you. I might write another book and put him in there and make him get fucked by a dog or something. I don't know. I ain't figured it out yet, but, man, that's what we do. We put you in a book and dog you out.
How many giving another man head in the backseat of a car in the parking lot?
Something. Something where he know it's him.
Right. Man.
Yeah, describe him to a T and put him in there. Like something. Because you know what I'm saying? Like I specifically said, don't come around me if you're not trying to make me better, make my life better. And he was for a minute, 3 whole months. We were cool. January, February, March, cool. And then last week he just got to tripping. And I said, I don't know. Maybe it's because my birthday is coming. Maybe he don't want to buy me a gift. I don't need you to buy me no gift. I don't know what it is because, you know, my birthday is Monday. So I don't know what the hell this is about, but I'm done. It's been too long. No communication for this long.
And I can't say that I don't blame you because it's been twice, like you said, that he done wasted your time. So I can't say that I don't blame you with being done. I really can't say I don't.
The first time was 10 years ago. Okay, 10 years ago. And then he was released from, not released, but he was, whatever, not deployed, but he came back from it last year, at the end of last year. So I didn't even see him again until January. Like, I wasn't really paying attention, but he was gone for 2 years. So I was pop back up, and I'm just like, what? And then we cool again, and then this? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow.
Make that song? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, that.
I just don't get these people when it's like they do that and they ghost you, and it's like, are you going through some things in your life? I mean, I don't understand why you can't be honest with me, but are you going through some things in your life? What has happened? Like I said, it goes a long way, and a lot of people have forgotten Ashanti in our generation. It's honestly has went out the door. I really feel like it has went out the door, and that's why I haven't been in a relationship for a long time, because that's one of the things I have a problem with, trusting somebody and making sure that I'm getting the honesty that I'm giving them. And it's like, I don't know if it just went out the door. It's just like, if everybody just wants to play their little own little games and be on their own agenda. And it's like, you're not thinking about the other person that you're talking to or that you've involved yourself with. It's like, you're only thinking about you. And it's like, that's not cool. When you're doing what you're doing, do you think about how this person's going to feel? You have not called. What this person's thinking? They worried about you. They want to know what's going on. And for honesty to not be there, for honesty to be going out the window, I think that it's like, relationships to me are really kind of really doomed. It's like nobody really wants to be honest at point. Everybody's on their own personal vendetta or agenda. And it's just like, where are the quality people at, you know? And that's why I've kind of guarded my heart for so long, because it's like when I was dating and meeting people, like, okay, like your situation, I'd be talking to a person for a minute and then they just leave. And it's just like, okay, so what happened? But they generally come back a couple of months after that, and then I'm like, okay, so I haven't talked to you since March, and here it is now August. What do you want? You know, what happened? What you do? You disappear. And it's just like, you're not thinking about how I felt when you left. And if you're going through something, like I said, let me know. I mean, I don't get it, but if people would just be honest, if they're going through things, let people know. And then also, if you still got hurt feelings or if you're trying to heal from some stuff, please leave me alone. I need you to heal and then come try to talk to me. Because it's like when you, with that, that's another thing I've been noticing too, Ashanti. A lot of people have not healed from past stuff or stuff they're going through, and they try to involve themselves with somebody, and then they ghost them, and it's like, now you don't hurt somebody else. Hurt people. And it's just like, go ahead.
And this is the funny thing. The funny thing is because I'm going to see you when you come back from your little training that you're going to for 2 weeks. You know you're going to come across me. You really think that I'm not going to speak to you at work? Of course not. I'm going to look at you like I was doing when we were talking. You know, I'll just look and keep on walking because, you know, that was our business. But you're going to eventually see me. So I don't understand that. And eventually, only because I don't understand how we go 3 whole months and be good to this, I'm going to pop up at your house, too. And I'm not going to pop up because I know where you live. So it's not like I'm just going to pop up like, oh, shoot, you know what I'm saying? She's stalker. No, I'm going to tell you. I'm coming over because we can have a conversation. I don't want nothing from you. I just want to clear the air so I can be done. Because from the text messages to the conversations to the FaceTime to spending nights, this is, I don't know what happened. Like,
right.
You did a whole 180 for me. And I know there was a healing that needed to be done to be helping. But I guess I'm categorized in the same box as the people who he doesn't want to reach out to. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm.
But a lot of his comments are very, I don't want to say suicidal, but they close. They're close.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm saying I wasn't going to try to walk away because I figured maybe I'm the person who needs to stay and help. But you cut me out, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I don't want to say he's cutting me out purposely. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? I can't look at him in his face to be like, yo, what's wrong? I could when he was here, but he's gone for 2 weeks, so I can't, well, now another week. But I can't really be able to look at him and be like, okay, so you just got stuff you're going through. You know, you could have just told me. Because I know he's not good with communication when he's in his depressive state either. But then again, I'm not going to sit here and wait either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not looking for nobody else either, but I'm not going to sit here and dwell on something while you over there just chilling and I'm over here, oh, I feel so sad and hurt. No. I'll write that in a book and heal.
Right. You know?
Heartbreak. So, but I'm telling you, like, when I saw your topic, I was like, oh, snap, let me see what somebody going to tell me. Because,
yeah, and I was hoping that more people would have called. I know people like to listen, but I know I had reached out to a couple of other authors, and they had some stuff to do tonight. So, you know what, I will probably do a part 3. And if you can listen in on end, then I'll see if I can get some authors on earlier, maybe, and give advice. But, I'm going to do a part 3 on this. I am. I'm going to do a part 3 on this because this little 60 minutes did go back quick. And I do want to hear some feedback, like how you want to hear, too. So, yeah, I'm going to do a part 3 on this. I am.
Yeah, I had my friend, she reads cards, and she told me, don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't wait for him. Just let it be. Just leave it alone. Like, don't reach out. Don't text. Don't call. Just wait. Because her cards was telling me that his energy is low, and he just needs to be alone by himself. That doesn't mean he's done. It just means it is what it is. So I either have to take it for what it is and just wait it out a little bit, but not necessarily sit here and twiddle my thumbs and wait, but just keep doing what I've been doing, and he'll come back around. And I'm like, but that seems like I would be waiting. And she's like, well, it's not necessarily waiting. It's just you're basically doing what you were doing before him, and then when he's back to himself, which he's not right now, he'll come back around and maybe discuss it, talk about it, but she's like, he doesn't want you to leave, but he's not trying to reach out either, which is like, what? But, okay. I don't know how you are as far as tarot readings, but that's what she told me.
Yeah. And so, I do believe in that a little bit. I know I do believe in that a little bit, but my question and thing would have been just like you, like, how long do I wait, you know? Because it kind of feels like the same thing on my friend's situation. The guy does reach out to her. It's not a lot, but he does reach out to her. And I kind of told her, too. I said, maybe he do like you. I know he maybe hasn't said anything, you know, to compliment you or anything, but I think maybe he does. His interest is there because if it wasn't, he wouldn't be FaceTiming and calling you as much as he does. So I said, it's something about you that he does like. But it's like you said, too, Ashante, how long do you wait? Like, do you wait around? Like, that's the question. That's the question at hand. So it's like,
like with your friend and even myself, like, I mean, I'm not his girlfriend, so I can't really be like too upset because we don't have no titles, you know what I'm saying? We just have a cool relationship. So it's not like I'm breaking up with him, I'm done. But then as far as your friend goes, it's like, I don't think we're necessarily, what I'm taking it as, I'm taking it for what it is. Like, I'm not waiting, but I'm not out there looking either. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, if it's a rekindle, then it is. And if it's not, then it's not. But there's no me sitting here waiting by the phone and looking to see why even text and checking Instagram and checking fake. I'm not doing that. I just checked today because I saw his, you know, the little, the stories. So I guess when you, because, you know, I'm still a little illiterate to Instagram, but I guess when you post a new story, your circle is lights up or something, or you have like a ring around.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a story posted and it was showing some of the army stuff he was dealing with. So I just wanted to see what it was because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was something with the army. And you know me, that's like information for my book. And so I clicked on it to see what it was, and they put something up his nose. And I looked at the comments, and one of his replied to one of the comments because they said, dang, you didn't even, it was like a COVID test, but it was worse because instead of them pulling the thing out of his nose, they left it in. And some of the comments was like, you didn't even flinch and all this stuff. And one of his responses was, I'm still dead inside. And I was like, okay, you know what? See, there's something else going on.
Yeah, something else going
on. Yeah. So, and I know he suffers from depression and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to, like I said, me and your friend, we both in the same boat. It's like we got to take it for it. It is what it is, I guess. And if it is, it is. And if it ain't, it ain't. But I don't have no title. Yeah. I don't know if she does, but I don't.
No, she don't either. So, yeah, she don't either. So, yeah.
So we feel free to low-key,
Right. All right, my sister. Well, I'm glad you called in. I'm going to do a I'm going to do a third show on this. I am, and hopefully you get to listen, and hopefully you get to call in, too. I'm going to make that show an hour and, I believe, 30 or 40 minutes longer because that 60 minutes went by fast now. But before you go, tell the people who you are and where they can find you at because this is my author, sister.
Oh, I'm author Ashante Keys. I can be found on Instagram under Ashante Keys or Facebook, either or. And all my books are on Amazon under Ashante Keys.
And she can write. She can definitely write my ass off. So check her out. Check her out. But Ashante, I'm going to do a third show on this. If you want to call back in a third show, I'll let you know when I'm going to do it. You can. Or if you just want to listen in and see if you can get somebody else's advice or opinion, you can do that as well. So I'm trying to gather some more authors to have them actually call in. Because I did do this at the last minute, too. But I'm going to make sure I get enough time to get people to call in and get their opinions about this. Because I do want to do a third show on this. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, well, you take care, and we're going to follow up. I'm going to ask you about this situation. I know you said you ain't going to call to him, but I see how it goes. Yeah, I would be
okay. I know, right? Okay.
All right, so I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, keep your head up. All right. So there you have it. That was my author sister, Ashante Keys, giving her situation into what's going on. I got about 4 or 5 minutes. So, Ashante, like I said, keep your head up, sis. You know what's best for you. But I do hope you had that conversation with dude because I don't like for people to ghost people and not talk to them about what's going on. Like I said, hurt people. And in this situation with your friend that read the tarot cards too, he might just be going through something, but this is why before you come into somebody's life, dude, you need to heal. Because, like I said, hurt people. And you need to have yourself healed and be able to, so that you're not falling back. Plenty of times people do that, and it's detrimental to the situation because, like Ashante and my other friend, they, you know, you like these people that you're trying to talk to and do things with, but it's like they going through their own stuff and don't want to be honest about it, and it's making you sending out mixed signals. So you got to, you know, whatever hurt, you need to go sit on somebody's couch and talk to them, do that. But I've seen a lot of that. So like I told Ashante, you all, I want to do a third show on this, and I'm going to do it probably the first Saturday of May, because next week I won't be on. But the first Saturday of May, I want to do a third show on this, and I'm going to make that show an hour and maybe 30 to maybe 45 minutes long, because that 60 minutes went quick. And Ashante did have a lot to say. I did want to get into a lot with her since it was just me and her talking, but the show was only an hour, and it's almost up. So, like I said, I'm going to bring her back, hopefully, if she just want to listen. That's cool, too. I'm going to also have other authors on the platform to talk about this situation, because this, yes, y'all, this does go on. And this is happening right now. And I want to get to a common ground with this so anybody that's going through this besides Ashante and my friend can have some advice and some hope and some structure. And people that the people that they're talking to, if they listening, can have some kind of structure and common ground. So if you're going through something, you got to be honest with that person that you're talking to. Stop ghosting people. Let them know what's going on. I know you feel like you can't, but hurt people hurt people. And it's just like, I'm tired of kind of hearing that and seeing that. So if you're listening and you are the person that's ghosting people, please go somewhere and heal. Go sit on somebody's couch. Go do what you need to do before you get involved with somebody and they put their feelings into you. Because the last thing you want is anybody hating you. And, you know, you got the person out here, they got some type of way they feel about you when you could have prevented that in the beginning. So, Ashante and my friends, y'all keep y'all heads up. I definitely want to know about y'all's situation in the coming weeks, and I hope there's some level and common ground to what's going on. If you guys have to move on, then so be it, because it's somebody out there for everybody. And even if it's not this person y'all are talking to, God may just be setting y'all up for that person. Sometimes we go through the storm and the rain to get through what we need to get to. Let me say it again. Sometimes we go through the storm and the rain because God got something better waiting for us in the end. So, again, thanks again to author Ashante Keys for calling in. You guys, I'm going to do a third show on this the first Saturday in May. We're going to talk about this again for an hour and maybe 30 to 45 minutes, and we're going to go from there with this situation. But I want to get some other people's feedback. I want to get some other comments, you know, things going on, because this is a very interesting topic, and that's why I presented it. So I'm going to present it in three. So, again, this has been a Saturday Spotlight with your boy Jeff. Every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a good weekend. Have a good rest of your weekend. What you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. And I will talk to y'all the first Saturday in May about the third and final show topic of this, the love you may never or you love you've never had. Good night, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.